Hello and welcome to the Slow Home Podcast. This is the podcast all about the how and the why of slow living in a world that sometimes feels like it's anything but. My name is Brooke McCallery. Thank you for joining us.
And my name is Ben McCallery.
Good morning.
I thought I'd get into the theme of today's episode.
Thank you.
And that is about morning routines or things to do when you wake up.
More specifically, things to do when you wake up. So the reason that we're doing this particular topic, I guess, is I read an article online a couple of weeks ago that, I don't know, just got my brain turning, and I wanted to talk through it. And I know you guys seem to enjoy when we did the sucking at something episode because it sort of riffed on a New York Times article. So I quite like this this way of doing a Monday show occasionally. If you come across interesting articles or things that you want us to maybe talk about, feel free to share them on Facebook or over on the website in the comments. And yeah, I think we might sort of make this a semi-regular thing.
Yeah, I quite like it.
Me too. I enjoy it. Before we do,
yes,
just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who has already participated in the listener survey. So I know we did a Jackrabbit one middle of last year, but we're just doing one for Slow Home at the moment. It particularly in light of being able to make more things that are going to help you guys. Like, we want to know specifically what your biggest struggles are and what we can do to help. So if you have maybe literally 2 minutes, head over to slowyourhome.com/survey, and we would greatly appreciate you taking the time to complete the survey.
Absolutely. We'll probably leave it open for about another week.
Yeah.
Because we'd like to, get moving on some of those wonderful ideas that you guys have shared with us.
And there are some incredible ideas already. So I'm really excited.
All right. Let's get into it. So the article that you have found is on parent.co, and it is entitled "The One Thing Parents Can Do to Make Mornings Smoother, According to Science."
According to science. Yes. So
by Pam Moore.
Pam Moore. And I don't know, there was something about it that I really liked. It's such simple, gentle advice that I think the vast majority of us can benefit from, even if we don't have kids at home. So I do want to say that, yes, on the face of it, this is an article about parents with young kids at home and what we can do, to make the mornings a little smoother. But so much of what we're going to talk about is applicable to anyone and everyone. It's essentially just talking about giving yourself a little bit of extra time in the mornings to wake with gentleness and kindness and love, rather than wake up sort of already 10 minutes late and spend the next half an hour, hour, 2 hours, whatever,
obsessing over that lateness
and
trying to
constantly
save time.
Exactly, and constantly feeling half a step behind and constantly feeling stressed and maybe yelling at people or getting frustrated. And then, God forbid, if someone spills something or forgets something, then everything
it's
just
compounded.
Goes to hell. So, yeah.
So for someone that doesn't have kids, let's start there.
Yep.
What does a gentler morning look like, do you think?
I think it's giving yourself just a small amount of extra time. So it could just be waking up 5 minutes earlier than normal and doing something with that 5 minutes that makes you feel, going back to the article, the key things really that stood out for me, feel loved, feel secure, feel safe, feel treasured. And I think if there's something that you can do yourself that's going to make you feel that way, then give yourself that gift, I guess, of the extra 5 minutes. And it could be something as simple as buying a really beautiful tea that you enjoy and making a little ritual of that every morning with those extra 5 minutes.
Mm.
And just spending that extra 5 minutes sitting, breathing, thinking. I mean, you could do something like a loving kindness meditation if you want to, but it doesn't have to be anything that's set. It's just a matter of starting your day with love, I think. And I know it sounds a little bit woo, but I know personally that when you start from that place of compassion for yourself or for other people, that it changes everything for the day.
Mm.
So that's what I would recommend. I mean, what that looks like for you could be anything. You could have like a nice soap that you like using. Mm. Like, it can be really, really simple.
Yeah, I really like that idea. I totally get it, because my thoughts on this is that when we use our words, they're highly... It's a highly complex thing to speak, okay?
Okay.
Like, in terms of our senses, it's the most complex.
Yes.
And the hardest to do.
Yeah.
You know, when we were babies, we don't talk, obviously. Mm-hmm. We make really guttural noises, and most of it is all nonverbal communication.
Mm.
Okay, so the way that I like to see it is, when you wake up, use your speech last. Drink in your other senses, like the way you're looking at something or someone, the way you're feeling your hot cup of tea or coffee. You know, be really attuned to those other senses before your words and speech come into the day.
Okay.
Even like listening to the radio, that puts me on edge. Or listening to other people speak.
Okay, so you're basically, you're just asking me in public to not talk in the morning.
What a better forum to do that.
Well, you're lucky, because I'm usually up before you anyway, so you don't have to talk to me.
Exactly. But just looking at something, feeling something. I just think it's a real powerful thing to do when you wake up in the morning.
That's interesting. I'd never thought about it that way. Like, I don't find it off-putting.
Mm.
Although, that being said, I am the first one up, so I kind of benefit from an hour or two of quiet in the morning, and I do benefit from it.
Mm.
Hmm.
It's just a gentler way of looking at things. But
okay, so that's for someone who maybe doesn't have young kids at home,
mm-hmm.
To wake up with their senses. I think that's beautiful. That's a really beautiful way of doing it, and very simple, and something that you could do potentially with no extra time needed, or just a slight change to your morning rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to, you could go back to the episodes where we talk about rhythm and how to establish a morning rhythm, and look at what you can do to incorporate that waking with gentleness into your morning rhythm. There'll be links to that in the show notes. For people, the article specifically was about people with young kids at home, and I found this such powerful advice, because some of the best advice I was ever given as a parent, and I can't remember who gave it to me, was to always greet your child with love in the morning. And that sounds like, well, of course you're going to, but you think about the mornings when you haven't slept the night before, or you've been up working on a deadline and the kids haven't slept well, or you're just in a bad mood. It happens. Never let that be the way you greet your child in the morning. And I've never forgotten that advice, and I've always, always heeded it. Even on the mornings where I'm like, why are you in the office at 5:30 in the morning? In my head, that's what I'm saying. I'll give the kids a cuddle and then go and tell them to get into bed with you.
Yeah, it's very, you're very good at it, because you're mindful.
Yeah, it's just that's probably one of the pieces of parenting advice that I've always stuck with. And it's always stuck with me. And I think now I understand why it's so important, because the kids start their day feeling loved. They feel secure. They don't, like, their first experience of their day in the morning isn't someone yelling at them to get ready. It's not someone who's stressed out that they've come in. It's not someone who's making them feel bad for needing them, or whatever it may be. And that starts them on in a much more positive mindset, I think. And what we discover is that then leads to far fewer tantrums and far fewer moments where we're yelling at the kids. Even if, like, they are taking forever to get ready, there's not that heightened emotion already in the day.
Yeah.
So people will say to me, and rightly so, I understand where they're coming from. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to spend 5 extra minutes cuddling my kid in the morning. And I get that. But I wonder if maybe you don't have time for tantrums then as well. You know, because like the kids having a tantrum about not finding their shoes forgetting that it's their news day. You know, one of our kids is constantly doing that sort of 15 minutes before they need to leave, and then it's a scramble to figure out what to take for news. I think those things take more time than taking an extra minute or two to snuggle, or even something as simple as asking, how did you sleep? Or giving them a cuddle, or giving them a kiss, you know, saying good morning. Like, I love you. Something really, really simple. So, I mean, I could talk about that at length, but I think that's really the takeaway for this week's episode. How can you, for the next week, start your day with gentleness or kindness or love? So I guess the one thing that I wanted to finish on is the inevitable moments or mornings where we don't do that.
Okay.
Like, because it happens. Like, yep. We do wake up in bad moods, or the alarm doesn't go off, or everyone's running late and it's 8 o'clock and we need to be out in 20 minutes and, you know, no one's had breakfast and no one's stressed and all of that sort of stuff.
So what do you do?
I think you forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way this article has described it, and the way that I often think about it, is when you give your kids compassion, or people in your life, compassion and love and understanding and security and safety and all those beautiful warm things, it's like making a deposit into that bank account day in and day out. And over time, that bank account fills up and the kids feel secure knowing that there is a lot of that stuff there in your lives.
Yeah, that's the theme of interpersonal neurobiology, which the article goes into quite, detailed description of what that actually is in terms of science. But yes, please go on.
Yeah, and once the kid feels secure knowing that there is plentiful love and kindness and compassion, on the days that we stuff up, on the days that we yell at them and we didn't need to, on the days that we're just having a bad morning, that's like a withdrawal on that account. But providing there's always more of the good and less of the not as good, you know, it's never going to become problematic, which allows us really to be forgiving of ourselves and understand that we're human.
Mm.
Like things happen, you know, and a big part of slow living is understanding that we're not always going to get everything right all the time, and being okay with that, because like over the long term view, we've tilted far more into, you know, love or gentleness or compassion, and far less into yelling or, you know, impatience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming from me, who is actually like a typically pretty impatient person.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I would too. I think takeaway, just try for the next week to come up with a way of starting your day with gentleness and trying it every day for 7 days and so let us know.
A few themes off the top of our head we've already mentioned, but let's run through them again. Mindfulness exercises, meditation, just making yourself a cup of tea and being very aware of all your senses, but not your verbal sense.
If your name is Ben McCallery.
Yep. Watching the sunlight, watching the sunrise.
Journaling.
Doing your pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, and things like if you've got children, just being with them in the morning, saying, how was your sleep? Giving them a cuddle, asking them whether they dreamt.
Mm.
That's a really cool one to do. Certainly, I'm going to be doing it more and more.
Oh, and I will not be talking to you.
Thank you. God, thank you.
Finally, she gets it.
Have a fantastic week.
Have a good week.
Your ears.
Who is that? Hi, Puck Pass.